1,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia is working on a new version of its national history. Indonesian Culture Minister Fadli Zon said the writing is now 60 to 70% complete. He made the statement in Jakarta on Thursday. The project involves 113 historians and will include input from the public before it is finalized. Indonesia's Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs has launched the Korea ASEAN Digital Economy, or KADA. The program officially opened at the ministry in Cikarang, West Java. It is a partnership with South Korea to train young people in digital skills for the global job market. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Nezar Patria, said the program will run for 2.5 months. A total of 60 participants will receive training from digital experts from South Korea. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the lunch session of Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, presenting various interesting information, updates, programs, music, a lot of interesting, great things from Indonesia. Especially today is a very special day for all Muslims around the world as we're celebrating Eid al-Adha, or Islamic Day of Sacrifice, 1446 Hijri. And you can share with us about your Eid al-Adha to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, or to our chat feature on RRI Digital, or simply chat us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130. We'll be reading your messages, so stay tuned only on voinews.id and RRI Digital mobile app channel VOI. And let's thank God that it's Friday with Indonesian trio Run. Enjoy.
Hey, it feels so good to be back. And for those who didn't know, we go by the name of Run. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We just want you to dance. Yeah. Just dance to this song. Come on. What it's all about, y'all know what it's all about. Thank God it's Friday. Hey, it's Friday night with the feeling it's alright. We ain't coming to sit tight, we came to get high, right? Y'all know what it's all about when the DJ spins and the checks come out. Like a man Craig D said, Friday, payday, it's time to party. P-A to the R, T to the Y. Baby girl, you don't need to ask me why. Cause it's going down like executioner, scratching them things, flapping them wings with the evolutioner. That's our name, cause when we come to this game, it ain't gonna be the same. Tell your friends and family about this band. Hopefully they be rocking the show this end. If y'all like this slow, let me know if it's go. Everybody now let's go.
Thank God it's Friday. Everybody wants to party. But we go funky, dancing with you all night. Yeah, thinking that them shorties, maybe they wanna party with me.
Y'all know what it's all about. Y'all know what it's all about. What it's all about, you don't know what it's all about.
Oh, sexy lady, if you want me, you got to show me that you're the only one for me. You got to show me, you got to show me, you got to show me, you got to show me.
Get high, dance all night, everybody on the floor dance in the sunlight. And bring your friends, start arguing. Everybody, break it down.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Sal Priyadi. Salmantyo Asriski Priyadi, better known as Sal Priyadi, is an Indonesian male singer, songwriter, and actor. The singer, who was born on April 30, 1992, released a new song entitled Gala Bunga Matahari or Sunflower Gala on August 8, 2024. This song is included in his album, which was released on April 30, 2024, entitled Markers and Suspense Flash Disk. Until now, the song is often used to describe the longing for the loved ones who have passed away. However, according to Sal Priyadi, the song actually also wants to encourage those who are left behind to keep living their life at best. Well, listener, here is Sal Priyadi with the song Gala Bunga Matahari.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman, meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan. Ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Adakah sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu? Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi? Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman, meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan. Kan ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Kangennya masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita. Dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya. Kau mampir hari ini, bila tidak sekarang, janji kita pastikan bertemu lagi.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop, and some others internet in a mobile grobak or pushcart, a bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Here is keyword of the day. No matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come. A quote by Tan Malaka. Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in Limapuluh Kota, West Sumatra, Indonesia. He is a figure of important ideas and played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but cares for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. That's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia. You are still listening to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Now we have information from the Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry that has invited its wonderful Indonesia co-branding partners to help showcase the nation's natural beauty and cultural richness through educational tourism or edu trips. Today, according to the Ministry's Deputy for Marketing, Nima De Ayu Martini, tourists are really looking for experiences. They already know that every destination is beautiful, but the experience it offers cannot be obtained anywhere. So, to promote tourism and the creative economy through experience-based tourism, the Ministry will carry out a series of edu trip programs that will involve partners in promoting Indonesia's wealth, particularly in interest-based tourism markets such as gastronomy or culinary tourism. The collaboration can be realized through the creation of attractive travel packages. As an example, she cited a potential collaboration with a cheese brand under which school children will be invited to visit affiliated dairy farms where they will learn how to milk cows, let them observe how the cheese is made, so that way the tourists gain a memorable experience. According to Martini, the deputy for marketing, meaningful experiences like this can help build a sense of attachment and a desire for tourists to return to the destination. This is why the ministry needs to join hands and develop tour packages, tourist villages, and edu trips that support the spirit of wonderful Indonesia and the goals of the co-branding partners. Well, what an interesting move from the ministry. Hopefully, the edu trips will run well. The collaboration will realize the plans and gain the optimal results from Indonesia's tourism. There is a lot more when we come back, so do stay tuned only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Datanglah Nyatakanlah cintamu, katakan bahwa kau menginginkan diriku. Datanglah, bawalah bunga-bunga agar kau dapat membuat diriku terbang. Aku di sini duduk manis menantimu. Aku pun ingin membuat kau tak menyesal. Bahwa kau telah memilih diriku ini yang akan terus membuat hidupmu ini. Nyatakan janji cinta yang akan kau ucapkan, itu yang terakhir. Datanglah, bawalah aku pergi bersama dengan semua gelora asmara. Aku di sini
dirimu. tetap kamu yang ku mau. Oh, oh, inilah cintaku.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Enjoying a cup of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Ngada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Ngada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Ngada Regent Paulus Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Ngada Regency to be an agrotourism.
Ini kita contoh pariwisata kita Bolobobo.
We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is Hill on the Clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agrotourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, its process until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. The dream of Ngada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. we strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agro-tourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Ngada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Ngada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Ngada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain, until hot springs. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for listening.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
When I'm with you, the stars are running through my head. I wanna tell you, but I don't know how this will end. Wish I could help it, I'm bored and it's just not the same. And maybe I'm to blame. I know it's tough, I've had enough of always running round, please, yeah. I'm giving up, this isn't love. Honestly, think it's time to leave. Cause I've been searching for something new. Cross that ocean, get this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching for something new.
Is your path just makes perfect, but I don't know if what calls. Believing and learning, we gotta find what we want. Too bad I thought we could have had it all. Keep waiting for something I've been missing all along.
I know it's tough, I had enough of always running around to please, yeah. I'm giving up, this isn't love. Honestly, it is time to leave. Cause I've been searching for something new. Cross that ocean, or give this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching for something new. Something, something, something new. Something, something,
something new.
Searching for something new. I gotta tell.
Indonesia.
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona, terpesona. Aku terpesona.
Mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
Yang di sebelah itu punya bukit Teletubbies.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves, and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Cantiknya kau, cantiknya kamu, cantik cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Bulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Har said, Bulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Bulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. Tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Nenggelis. The song Nenggelis was popularized by Alfian. The word Nenggelis literally means beautiful girl. The Sundanese song tells of a man who is falling in love with a beautiful girl. The girl comes from Bandung, West Java, and she has a yellow cheek and pointed nose. The man hopes he can introduce her and even engages with the girl next month. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Nenggelis by Alfian. Enjoy!
Upami te ayah pamengan langkung sae kurang kenalan Nenggelis puja alengkan Nenggelis engkang hoyong tepan Upami te ayah pamengan Payun kurang tunangan itu saha anu acuk bodas itu saha anu acuk daya pipi konen hirung mancung panon hidup putri Bandung Nenggelis pujaan Apa mengang nasi payun kurang tunangan Nenggelis pujaan Kurang tunangan